couple more minutes with Kevin Phillips, who in Bad Money, Must Reading, tells us about all kinds of recklessness, not the least of which, it seems to me, Mr. Phillips, is we've really not focused on the recklessness of what we've done to the planet, the underlying environmental issues that are easily summed up as saying, let's talk about global climate change.
Well, I think that is very important because we're starting to think it intersects with food inflation. And clearly, even some of the food inflation also relates to energy inflation because some of the food is used for fuel now. But I think the big issue with climatology is going to be how the considerations relating to the environment and global warming and then change in the sea levels and everything like that is going to wind up in a real contest with the inability to have enough energy. And I think a lot of the people worried about energy don't understand the climate problem enough, but a lot of the people worried about climate don't understand nearly enough about how the energy supply is beginning to, I won't say dry up, but oil production is peaking around the world. So fighting this out in the next 10 years is going to be a huge battle. We're not prepared for that either. Hard decisions. Politicians don't want to make any decisions, no less the hard ones. And this is right at the heart of it.
The example that jumps out at me is Canada is probably our only really reliable source of fossil fuel. And, of course, most of the Canadian oil is in tar sands, which is a fairly, A, expensive and, B, nasty version of it. There are states that are actively working to ban, and, in fact, there are federal regulations working their way through that would effectively ban Canadian oil. And it seems to me that that is just a simple example of the kinds of conflicts that we've got coming. You've got a fairly dirty fuel, and it's the only reliable source that we have, or relatively reliable.
Well, that's exactly right, and the frightening thing is the oil sands province is principally Alberta, and Alberta has set up, and the government of Alberta did it, but they've set up an institute of Chinese relations or something like that, and they keep very closely in touch with China, and the Chinese want to invest in energy in Alberta. Now, the Liberals' party in Canada nationally are interested in that because they've gotten annoyed with some of the American policies. And I would not rule out that you could have political developments within 3 to 5 years that gave the Chinese access, more access at least, to Alberta, and that Canada ceased to be that reliable, still fairly reliable. And
As compared to.
So all the pieces are moving. Is that just the nature of life, and we have to bite the bullet and make some grown-up decisions?
Well, it's the nature of life, but I think it's also, unfortunately, the nature of the second decade on the down escalator that everybody wants to pretend is still an up escalator.
Which is
the status of the United States in the world and its military overreach, the global economy, the extent to which we have picked people that just lack any sense of what America's changing role has to be.
Well, I guess we have some work to do. Once again, we thank you, we admire you, and we will welcome you back for number 5 when you're ready. Thank you, Kevin Phillips.
Thank you.
Kevin Phillips' book, Bad Money, is not a cheerful book, but it certainly is a timely one. We thank Mr. Phillips for writing it, much as he didn't want to, and for joining us in conversation once again. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.